Hello and welcome to Nonprofit Spotlight. I am Stephanie Ings, the Director of Education and Community Engagement here at KXCI. And today I'm here with Lou Funk, the Executive Director from Cochise Harm Reduction. Thank you so much for being here today, Lou.
Thanks for having me.
What is your organization's mission and vision?
So I run an organization called Cochise Harm Reduction, and we're based out of Bisbee, Arizona. And our mission is to improve the lives of people who use drugs in rural communities. And our vision is to build thriving communities with people who use drugs.
And how does your organization work toward that mission?
The primary way we do that is through a mobile harm reduction outreach program. And so we run a countywide mobile program where a van goes all over Cochise County and delivers harm reduction supplies, harm reduction services, peer support, and food services into all of the rural reaches of Cochise County. Recently, someone told me that Cochise County is actually the size of Connecticut and Rhode Island combined. And so that kind of blew me away. It's a large geographic expanse. And so running a mobile delivery program is really the best way to reach people who are using drugs or people who may be unhoused, especially in a rural community. Oftentimes these communities can be isolated and invisibilized. And so we really focus on bringing services directly out to people who need it. And so we started to like fill in a lot of different needs that our community was telling us that they had. And so we built in a mobile food program. And so we do Meals on Wheels along with all of our harm reduction services. And so last year we cooked and delivered over 17,000 meals. And so, yeah, that's the primary way that we're meeting our mission is running that mobile program. Cochise County covers Benson all the way to New Mexico. So all of those communities along the I-10, Benson, Wilcox, Bowie, south to Sierra Vista, over to Bisbee and Douglas. And so we run a program that goes to all of those cities on a regular basis. Yeah, so harm reduction is a strategy to engage people who use drugs to improve health outcomes. And instead of focusing on offering people abstinence-based treatment, which is the majority of the treatment programs in our area and services for people who use drugs, we focus on reducing the harm that the drug use is causing. But if it's not within the individual's goals to quit using, then we don't focus on abstinence. And so this can look like a lot of different strategies. It can look like needle exchanges or syringe access programs, naloxone distribution programs. Those are really often like the most commonly understood strategies of harm reduction. But at Cochise Harm Reduction, we really try and expand that umbrella and apply the concept of harm reduction to other concepts. So we distribute camping supplies to people who are unhoused. And so if having a tent over your head, having a tarp over your head is harm reduction compared to like just living outside in the elements.
Can you please share one of the highlights of one of your programs that help you execute your mission?
We have a low barrier employment program at Cochise Harm Reduction. We try to address root causes, lack of employment, lack of purpose, lack of community. And so we look to employ the people who participate in our programs. And we do this by offering what we call low barrier employment. And so these are employment opportunities where people can come in. They don't need an ID. They don't even need to like adhere to a regular working schedule. Folks can come in as kind of like day laborers and basically build all of our harm reduction kits that we hand out through our outreach program, but that connects them to the program and the purpose and the community that we're building, and also makes some money.
How can people find out more about Cochise Harm Reduction?
CochiseHarmReduction.org. The best way to stay connected with us is through our newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. We are also on Facebook and Instagram and other social medias, and so you can follow along.
Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $215 million in grants and scholarships to the community. Learn more at cfsaz.org.